Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
There was an incredible article over the weekend in the Sydney Morning Herald and online where I read it. Interview with Jock from MasterChef or a profile on him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a new autobiography out. Unfortunately, it looks like every word of it should be taken with a grain of salt.
Oh, no.
This article, they went through people who he mentions in the book, maybe people who gave him a lucky break or maybe he taught them a tip or something over the years. Every one of them either does not remember him or remember that instance. They don't believe it or they just outright deny.
We
did not headhunt him at this restaurant. He applied like anybody else.
Yep.
I don't remember him, and Jock tends to be a name that you would remember.
Oh, that's brutal, isn't it?
So it's a bit of egg on his face. I've got a bone to pick with you, Brooke. I've got a copy of your autobiography here. This is new. It's called Be Humble, My Life as a Superstar. Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Quite lengthy. First page I've got no issues with, Brooke. It's just a dedication to my love, Corbin, the garlic to my prawns.
Love that.
That checks out. Early in this first chapter, you cover your history as a horse girl in Renmark. You're saying you've won the Melbourne Cup.
Am I saying that, am I? Interesting.
Any defence there?
Nah. I'm going to stand by that statement.
I know jockeys are quite small. I don't think they let eight-year-olds on. Later in the book.
Yes.
Talking about your rebellious teenage years. You claim to have parked a tractor in the middle of Lake Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I just don't see you getting your hands on the tractor and driving it all that way.
The rumour has it that it is still there to this day.
Do you admit that that's false?
I'm not going to admit anything. The tractor might be there.
No helping you. The last one is I know then a little bit later you lived on Kangaroo Island. You've said that Neil Martinson personally reached out and begged you to move back to Renmark.
Oh, yeah, 100% true. Yeah, that's the only reason we came back.
How can you put your name to this, Brooke?
Oh, I think I'm going to have some words with my ghostwriter.